discovered, maybe you have too, that figuring out what to eat and what not to eat, it's probably one of the most difficult parts of staying fit and fighting off disease. There are just so many studies out there on the benefits and problems with different kinds of foods. What may have been determined to be bad for you this year may turn out, because of a new study, to be good for you next year. Remember back in 2010 when studies showed that coffee was bad for you. And now here, it's 2020, and we find out that coffee's good for us. I don't think any of us believe that means that scientists were wrong back in 2020. It just means that now, 10 years later, we've got a lot more information. That's not only true about diet, but it's true for most of our fitness elements. What's good for you, what's bad for you, changes over time. Today, as we look at the Web Radio Today disease fighting and fitness model, I'm going to paint it with sort of broad strokes, make it a little easier, a little less complex. Looking at it with those broad strokes, that might actually be an easier way of living a good life. Not getting all bogged down in detailed studies, but following through on a very few well-tested over time, general guidelines. And looking at the diet element, those general broad guidelines on diet, they're fairly simple. Be careful not to overeat. Count calories if that'll help you manage your food intake. And then look at your plate. Eat the diet pyramid, starting with the vegetables and the fruits and the whole grains. Try to avoid foods like processed meats, red meat, refined grains, and high-energy beverages. Avoid sugar and artificial sweeteners as much as you can. The difficult thing for that with me is red meat and maybe sugar a little bit. If you feel like me that you can't give up meat completely, that's okay. Just do like I do. Aim for a small portion surrounded by green and orange and yellow vegetables. If we just think about those few guidelines, doesn't that make watching what you eat easier? Broad strokes. No hard, fast rules, no detailed studies to review, just a few gentle guidelines.